This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. Russian President Vladimir Putin described Wednesday's attack on a college in Crimea as a crime and promised it would be thoroughly investigated. Putin's comments came during a news conference with visiting Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. 18 people died during the incident in the city of Kerch in eastern Crimea. Initially, Russian officials said there had been a gas blast, then said an explosive device had been detonated. Now Crimea's regional leader is saying it was a gun attack involving a student at the college. He said a student shot and killed 17 fellow students before killing himself. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has now met with leaders of both Saudi Arabia and Turkey after the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S.'s top diplomat told reporters on a plane leaving Ankara he is waiting to see the facts from Turkey and Saudi Arabia's investigations.
We're going to give them the space to complete their investigations of this incident. And when they issue their reports, we'll form our judgment about the thoroughness, depth, and the decisions they make about accountability connected to that.
Pompeo also pointed out the U.S. has an important relationship with Saudi Arabia, which includes reducing state-sponsored terrorism.
We just need to make sure that we are mindful of that as we approach decisions that the United States government will take when we learn all of the facts associated with whatever may have taken place.
But if it's found that they actually killed a journalist, is that in America's best interest in terms of values to be working with the Saudis as
possible? I'm not going to speculate. Obviously, if a country engages in activity that is unlawful, it's unacceptable.
Khashoggi was last seen October 2nd entering the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. This is VOA News.